Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
What is it about us that we want everybody to accept us? We want people to love us and to accept us and say we're okay. Listen, folks. The only person you really need to be pleasing is God. I'm going to say that again, because we're living in a day where it means so much for the people around us to say we're okay, that the things that we're doing, we get the nod, that it's all right. But folks, in the Word of God, in the Bible, it shows us that those people who were leaders for God, they came up against the people. They were ostracized by the people. They were put down. They were persecuted. You need to understand that the process of leadership is going to cause that to happen in your life. It's happened to many of you already. Stop thinking it's you and realize that it's a part of the destiny that God has planned for your life. Let me just say this. No one can prevent God's plan for your life except you. Because people will try to stop you. You'll even feel like, man, I'm just tired of all this opposition. I'm tired of being rejected. I'm tired of all of this. Listen, folks, you got to understand, nobody can stop God's plan except you. If you give up, if you become discouraged, this is what the devil wants you to do. Doesn't matter. Everybody is cursing. I might as well curse in my class, too. I mean, I think about our young people and everything that they have to deal with today in class. Oh, my goodness. God has a path for your life, and nobody can undo it except for you. Don't conform. Don't compromise. Be all that God has called you to be. Become that leader. And let me tell you something. God is protecting you at all times. The devil can't do you any harm. They wanted to harm Joseph. You heard what they said. Here he comes. Let's kill him. But they couldn't do it because God's purpose and plan protected Joseph. And God's purpose and plan for your life protects you every single day. Give God some praise for that. The devil can't kill you. He can't do it. Nothing can happen to you except for what God allows to happen. That's why you need to be praying for healing, praying for deliverance, praying for angelic help. Don't just stand there and say, oh, this is going to... No, it's not. The devil is a liar. The Bible says the angels of the Lord surround and camp around those who fear him. God's angels are standing up against evil on your behalf. Let me give you number three. The process of leadership will take you where you would have never planned to go yourself. How many of you know that's the truth? You are in states, you are in places, you've done things already you never thought you would do. But that's a part of the process of leadership. The Bible tells us in Genesis 37 and 28, Joseph's brothers put him in a cistern, and then they pulled him out to sell him for 20 pieces of silver to some traders on their way to Egypt. What you need to understand about life is this. As long as you obey God, you will end up, regardless of the opposition, where God wants you to be. Now, like Joseph, sometimes you're going to be transported to where God wants you to be by way of the pit. That's how you're going to get there. Joseph would have never gone to Egypt on his own. But he was sold, and he ended up getting to the place where he had least expected, which was a part of God's prophetic plan for his life. Folks, you need to understand this. Regardless of really understanding everything that God has done in your life and where he's taking you, you are a part of God's prophetic puzzle. You're a piece to fulfill something he's already planned in history. Your very birth means that God placed within you something that this world needs, that people need. And if you're not where you belong, something is not going to be fulfilled in God's plan. See, people think, well, if I don't go, God will just use somebody else. Try again. If you don't obey God, guess what? What God planned may not happen. God doesn't use used parts. There are no people wasted with God. Every life has a purpose. Every life has an assignment. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, your life has a prophetic assignment. People are waiting for you because God planned it that way. Now, you may not want to clap, but give God a hand of praise anyway. It's a heavy trip. That's why you can't be just devoted to your family, devoted to your friends, devoted to your me time. You need to understand you were put here for more than just you. You are here to fulfill a prophetic purpose connected with other people where God has already planned for you to be. Number four, in the process of leadership, God allows difficult development to take place. And he does it to strengthen you and to test your character. You see, God's plan required that Joseph be developed and tested under very difficult circumstances. Ethan mentioned that. He had to be a slave first. And then after that, he had to go to prison. And he'll do the same thing. He'll allow difficult circumstances to happen in our lives. Maybe not as severe as Joseph, but they will be nevertheless difficult so that it will build strength within us. It'll build integrity. It will test our character. Now think about this. Joseph was only 17 years old when his whole life was interrupted by God. You don't get to tell God when to interrupt your life. You don't get to sit down and have a one-on-one with God and say, well, look, when I get to be age 23, I think this would be more appropriate to happen. 17, let's go, buddy. And you're going to experience some really bad stuff. Young people, don't be disappointed when you find difficulties happening in your life. Parents, don't get discouraged when it looks like things are happening to your kids going south. When God has given them dreams about being leaders. It's just a part of the process. The Bible tells us in Psalm 105 about Joseph in verse 17, God sent Joseph to Egypt, who was sold as a slave. See, we need to understand that if we're following the will of God, where we go is because God sent us there. Don't think you just showed up there, oh, this was bad luck, bad luck, bad. There's no such thing as luck. It's the providence of God. It goes on to say, in prison, they bruised his feet, and with chains, they placed an iron collar around his neck. No 17-year-old should have to go through that. And then it says, until the time came to fulfill his word, the Lord tested Joseph's character. And God is going to test your character. You're going to go through some heavy things in your life. You see, Joseph was going to be the second in command of the most powerful country at that time. Therefore, God was allowing his character to be strengthened through the hardships of temptation and difficulties. This was done to prevent Joseph from being crushed by the weight of his destiny. And this is what God is trying to do to you. Young people, look, please, please don't rebel against authority. Don't rebel against the things you think are stupid and dumb. God wants you to submit. to right authority. The authority of your parents, the authority of those who have rule over you according to the word of God, which is pretty much everybody, as long as they're not really doing crazy stuff. You need to understand that God is developing your character. You know, every single one of us has gone through bad stuff. And young people, you got to expect it. It's going to happen. But it's not made to destroy you. It's made to strengthen you. It's made to give you experiences and give you wisdom on how you should behave. But know this, God is always with you. No matter what you go through, God will be right by your side.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I want you to know this. Just like Joseph, every single one of us will be falsely accused. Some of us will even face punishment. Everything was going well for Joseph. Even as a slave, the Bible says God was with him, gave him favor. He had incredible favor. He was promoted to being the head attendant of Potiphar, his master's house. And then one day, his wife wanted to have a relationship with him that wasn't proper. And he said, no, I can't do this before my master and my God. And as a result, she falsely accused him of trying to abuse her. So even when you do the right thing, sometimes you're going to be punished as though you did the wrong thing. Don't let that disturb you, young people. That's a part of developing you into being the leader that God wants you to be. Don't be disturbed about that, older people, because that's a part of God developing you for a promotion in life. The Bible says the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and continued to give him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. And whatever he did there, it was his doing. What could have been a devastating experience, God used it in the process of leadership. And this is what you need to look for. What is God really doing here? Is he punishing me or is he preparing me? God's not punishing you. He's preparing you. Let me give you number 6. Did I skip number 5? I'm just testing you. Number 5 is leadership development requires serving someone else's success. That's a big one. Leadership development requires serving someone else's success. Have you ever done it? How did it make you feel? Good or Do you ever have an assignment or something and you gave it in to your boss and they used it and then they got the accolades for it, and they even got promoted, and you got nothing except the knowledge of knowing that was my work. How does that happen? It's a part of being trained for leadership, unfortunately. And like I said, you will be falsely accused as well. Number six, in the process of leadership, God will position you for promotion. This is very important. Please understand, things may look crazy, but God is positioning you for promotion in your life. In the prison, God gave Joseph direct contact with two of the officials from Pharaoh's household. See, in your prison, God is positioning you. Where you feel locked up and there's nowhere to go and nothing you can do. You don't have control over your situation, but God is positioning you for promotion, for the next step in your life. So don't be anxious about it. The Bible tells us that while Joseph was in prison, two of Pharaoh's officials, he interpreted their dream, and it came out exactly what he said. Folks, it's important for you to understand that no matter what your life looks like, that God operates through seasons. The Bible says for everything there is a season, there is a time for every purpose under the heavens. And you can't dictate to God about your timing. Oh my goodness, if I learned that. I have prayed. I have complained. I have humbled myself after I complained. I wanted to see if that gave me any more leverage or what. Oh, Lord, well, oh God, I'm so sorry. Oh Lord, I submit. Oh, is it time yet? Oh, he knows your heart. He knows what you're going through. In Psalm 105:19, it says that Joseph stayed in his condition until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord continued to test him. You know, Joseph was in prison. He told the guy that was the butler that he prophesied a good prophecy to. Now, the other guy, it wasn't a good prophecy. He said that the Pharaoh was going to chop off his head. So he didn't tell him to give a message to Pharaoh, but he told the butler. Now, he just said, bye-bye. But the butler, he said, do me a favor. Will you tell Pharaoh that I'm innocent? I've been in this prison. I'm innocent. Will you tell him to get me out of here? And the Bible says, the butler said, I'll do it, and forgot for the space of some years. But then the Bible says Pharaoh had a dream that could not be interpreted. And then the butler said, oh, my mistakes, they trouble me today because there's a man in the prison that he told me, and do you remember the butler whom you had, the baker whom you had, just forget the conversation. Anyway, he told me I was coming out. And everything he said came to pass. And I believe that he can interpret your dreams. The Bible says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved, they changed his clothing, and he came before Pharaoh. Folks, listen, your circumstances in life can change in one day. In one day. Don't be discouraged. It can happen in one day. This man had been locked up in prison for things he had never done. He was discouraged. He thought when he prophesied to the butler who got out free that, okay, very soon somebody knows I'm down in here. Someone's going to let me out. Now, let me tell you about the prisons in Egypt. There was no defenders. There were no trials. There was no set time for you to get out. You would go behind those locked doors and they would never see you again. Joseph found that out after a few years, and he just thought, this is my way out. It was not his way out. He had to wait until God's timing released him. And then this day some of the servants of Pharaoh came and said, the Pharaoh wants to see you. I don't know if he said about time or praise the Lord. I don't know which one. Maybe a little bit of both. But they shaved him. They put on new clothes, gave him a bath, everything. And so he stands before Pharaoh now. And he's standing there, and Pharaoh tells him the dreams. And guess what? God gives him the interpretation to the dreams. Let me say this in conclusion. Look, God wants you to understand that even while you're going through this whole process, he cares about you. He loves you. He's with you, but he's changing you. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and 6, it says, be humble by God's power so that at the right time he will come and honor you. You've got to humble yourself before the Lord. You've got to pray. You've got to keep believing. Turn all your anxiety over to God because he cares for you. Some of you are waiting for things to change in your life. The Bible says, humble yourself, pray, believe, and know that God is going to bring you out because he cares for you. In Philippians chapter 4 and 6, it says, stop worrying all the time and just start praising the Lord. It says, don't worry about anything. When I first read the scripture, I said, Lord, anything? He said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he's already done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that you can even understand. How are you so peaceful in this situation? I don't know. It must be God. It is God. Because you've asked him and you've praised him and now you trust him. God wants us to learn how to wait on him. Not fearfully or being stressed, but in faith. That only happens through greater intimacy. The Bible says in 1 John 4 and 18, there is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear. We love God because he first loved us. It means we can trust him. You can trust the Lord with your life, young people. All is well. You can trust God with your life, everyone here. All is well. After God's process of preparing you for the leadership he has to fulfill your destiny, you need to understand something. There's a promise that he wants you to remember throughout your entire life. Everything is working together for your good. I said everything. Everything. No matter what he allows you to go through. And God can deliver you from everything. But the truth of the matter is you're going to go through some things because it's preparing you. It's called the process of leadership. Romans 8 and 28, it says, God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. It's because he chose you to lead. You've got to go through the process of leadership. But know, all is well. Regardless of how it looks, all is well. Would you witness to the person next to you and say these words? Regardless of how it looks, all is well. Because everything is working together for your good.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Fulfilling God's Divine Plan, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles.
When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.